crack open a beer for this one. That's sort of the trademark of the other podcasts I do with some buddies of mine. But here we are, Vinyl Connection. We are doing the vinyl reviews. I'm kind of on a roll. This is actually the third one I'm recording today. For this one, we have got Slipknot, self-titled. Slipknot recently did a reissue run of all of their vinyl. I think they re-released everything other than the first one. You can decide whether that counts or not. The mate, feed, repeat, kill. It's whatever. It sucks. So they re-released everything. I'm thinking they used the same files and everything. I don't think they did any remastering or rearranging with the whatever their audio, however they transferred to the records. And I'll say that because I'll go a little out of order the normal list of criteria I go down on these, the list. But this album is one album. It's not a double. And I'm pretty sure the other pressings of self-title have all been single disc recordings or transfers or whatever. And the album is I'm trying to find the runtime. I don't know the runtime because there's anniversary editions. Here we go. I'm on Spotify. I guess I should have done this before I hit record. It's 50 minutes is the original. And that, folks, is just too long for a single record. And we'll get into it. It shows. So we will get into this, though. Slipknot, self-titled, recent reissue. 50-minute runtime. Now, here's the thing. I mean, I wouldn't not buy this, so that usually comes at the end, but $17.99 on Amazon. I did a pre-order. Came with the auto rip, did not come with a digital. This is a standard weight single disc, really cool lemon yellow colored vinyl. Again, one record. Bummer. Really wish if they were going to reissue the whole catalog, they would have at least looked at all the other ones. I think sound good. I got Iowa, which we'll review, Volume 3, which we'll probably review, and All Hope Is Gone. And the other ones I had other pressings of. And those other three all sound, I think, really good. We'll get into that if I review them. I'll do another listen and for sure. But this doesn't. We'll get there. But so again, kind of just wish if they were doing a reissue, they would have put a little bit at least into this self-titled. Somebody in the Slipknot camp had to know that this wasn't a great pressing or could have used the double treatment. And they could have charged more. We all would have been happy. I'd have rather paid $30 for a double, a really proper reissue of this record would have been nice. But so this had the record sleeve, was the insert with the lyrics on it. No other inserts, just the sleeve with the lyrics, the heavy cardboard or heavy paper sleeve. So I swapped that out with the rice paper sleeve, hang on to the inner sleeve with the lyrics. Strangely enough, because I pre-ordered this has a slight wobble or warp to it, which is just sort of strange. Clean though, not dirty, not dusty, not filled with shit and crap and everything else from the pressing plant. So that's always a good, that's always just some of these things I talk about are, I guess, just good signs of quality control. It'd almost be kind of nice to know up front or as part on the record or as part of the details who pressed the record? Because I think that'd go a long way to tell you about quality, to be honest. So the spindle hole, I had to take the old flathead screwdriver and give a couple spins to bore it out a little bit. It was a little rough around those edges. I had to clean that up with the flathead screwdriver so it fits smoothly over the spindle. So that's not a good sign on QC, but the edges were smooth on the vinyl, so that's good. Part of the finishing process there. No gatefold. It's a single. It's $18. This is a bare basic. I'm guessing Slipknot had a bunch of demand for vinyl, and awesome for them. They went out and they delivered. There's a lot of other bands out there. Buddy, when Randy Westfall posted on our Vinyl Connection Facebook group yesterday about, you know, what were your, if you could have 10 records repressed, what would they be? Which would make a really cool podcast for this Vinyl Connection as well. But so there's some bands out there that, boy, with this vinyl uptick, it's a surprise that there's some heavy hitters out there that haven't joined the fray yet, and hopefully they will. I know there's a lot of long lead times and it takes forever to get your vinyl pressed now, so I'm hoping there's some of these bands in the pipeline. Sound quality, I've already alluded to it. You know, it's okay. You can listen to it. I mean, doing this review makes me want to go listen to it. And, you know, I screw around with the bass and the knobs on my preamp, and I try to. But, you know, it's just a little thin, and the high end's not great. It's compressed. You've got 50 minutes shoved onto one record. It just needs to be a double. You know, plain and simple. Just, it needs to be a double. It's, you know, they repressed it. They did, which is great. They repressed everything. Awesome. I just wish they had done a little more with this one. But it is what it is. I mean, again, for $18, glad I have it. I would not buy it. If I'd have paid $30 for this, I'd be frustrated. I you know, can tell you. $18, it's hard. Content review, I mean, it's Slipknot. It's, for all intents and purposes, the debut. It's tour de force. It does not, though, have purity, which is a bummer. You know, for whatever that legal stuff going on, it does not have purity. So whether, and maybe they've even, I don't know if they've cleared that up. It feels like that purity of appears on live albums, but I could be wrong. But again, I'm thinking what they did is they repressed whatever the previous pressings were, and they just dialed it up with whoever the plant, the record pressing plant is, and they just said a reorder of that, and so it's too bad. Could have, would have liked to see a double, not compressed, and have fucking purity on there. Would have been nice, but we didn't get that. But still, it's a great album, even without purity, though, which is such a great song. But yeah, it's one of those essential, quote unquote, new metal, you know, classics. 1999, hard to believe. Hard to believe, and I got that when it came out, which is just, I'm old. Overall thoughts is my last little section. For $18, glad to have it. I'll still put it on. It's listenable. You know, it's fun. It's just, it's, if you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I want to play something. You know, because a lot, sometimes too, you're like, I want something, this may sound silly, but, you know, we all have vinyls, some sound better than others, and sometimes you just feel like some of the ones that really sound good, we want to get that full experience. Other times, maybe we're drinking a beer, hanging, playing a game or something, or minds, they're chasing kids around, so you're in and out, and maybe you're not as worried about every nuance and every note. You throw Slipknot self-titled on, you enjoy listening to it, brings back memories. I don't know if this is even widely available now. I think this sold out, this repressing out thing. So what I would say is don't, I sure wouldn't spend $100 on this on eBay unless you're just a collector, I guess. But, and then you pull it out of the sleeve and you put it on and you're going to be underwhelmed by the audio. And then the full disclosures, like I do, if you listen to these, you'll get sick of hearing the setup, but some people may just pick out bands they want to see a review on, and maybe somebody was sitting there ready to buy one of these on eBay for $100. I don't even know what they're going for. I'm kind of curious now, but so it's the Fluence RT85 turntable with the Ortofon 2M Red stylus, and the Klipsch RP51 powered speakers. I probably have that model number. I probably say that different on each one of these. They're the powered speakers, the fives kind of. They're not the fives because that's one of theirs, but it's the same size. I like those speakers. I like Klipsch, and I got a Klipsch 10-inch subwoofer. So that's what we're playing it through for consistency's sake, and so you know where I'm coming from. And so that's it. That's my review of Slipknot self-titled. I would not go bonkers or ape shit trying to buy this on eBay for $100 if that's what it's going for. Who knows? I would wait for another repress. And maybe someday they'll do a bona fide full-out redo this one at least and give us a two disc better quality, no compression. Run it at 45 speed and give this thing the release it deserves. So that's what I'd like to see. But that's my review of Slipknot self-titled. So spin them if you got them. You have any suggestions for reviews or formats or topics? Any feedback? I'd love to hear it. I've got a lot of ideas for different podcasts that can be done in the vinyl. There's some that can be done with other people. This is just sort of something for me to kind of do, and I'm enjoying it. And I think it's the type of thing I would like to have that would be helpful for some of these records that I'm on the fence buying. You start, these things are getting more and more expensive. I mean, $30 for a double is getting to be pretty standard. It's actually getting to be fairly cheap if that's all it costs you. And when you're going to plunk down that kind of money, you'd like to know, am I going to get something that's of good quality? Am I getting my money's worth? Is it going to sound good? Is it going to sound thin? Is it going to be compressed? So those are all the things that are good to know. So hopefully I can provide some of that on these albums I review, and I'll keep putting them out. There's an endless sea of vinyls in my collection to dive into. So, again, spin them if you got them. Until next time, I'm out.